Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Tezayin Yerushalmi, and we are on Tezvav Amud Beis, towards the second half of the two-thirds of the way down, as we continue talking about issues of Bali Rabbi Yimotzei and Bittel, and who has the chiyuv of Biur. Yesterday, on yesterday's daf, we had some important lines regarding Bittel and the formulation of Bittel and the bracha on Biur. Which is we mentioned al mitzvahs biur chametz is the lashon of the bracha given here. So there was a lot there, and we had the line, the remez of selling the chametz, even though one might know that chametz is going to go back to the Jew. Okay, so we pick up at the goy sheba. So goy sheba, the bottom of Tesvav Mabei is goy sheba itzli Yisrael biyado chametz. A non-Jew walks into my house and he has a sandwich in his hands on Pesach. I don't have to tell him to take it out, right? It's his, and he's holding it, and I'm not going to come eat it. He's holding the chametz, as the Karbaneda says, it's not mine, it belongs to the guy, he has it, and I didn't take any achrayas responsibility for it, so I don't have to be a mevaret. Hifkid etzlo, but if the guy gives it to me and I'm a shomer and I have responsibility to guard it, I was makabal achrayis, tzorach levar, then it's I violate by Rabbi Yimotzei. Because the second I'm responsible for it, I'm interested in its existence. Therefore, I have to be mevaer, I have to be mevaret. Yichel lo bayis, eino tzorach levar. But if I said to him that, you know what, you could put it down and you can leave it there, and I'm not responsible for it, just put it in that room over there, then I don't have to be mevayir. Again, this is all be or here means destroying it, or nullifying it, or doing all the ways that we have mentioned. Again, we should have mentioned yesterday, we ran out of time, but all the different shittas about what bittel is. About what bittel is, what does nullifying chametz mean? We'll have to get back to that, but Tosfos says, in this sugya, in the first parak, the bittel is just a form of hefker. It's a fancy form of hefker, making it ownerless. Once it's ownerless, I don't violate by Rabbi Yimotzei. Many Rishonim, or the Ramban at the forefront, says, really? No. The Gemara uses the lashon of bittel, right? On the top of the daf today. Yevatel, right? Bittel, so bittel, the Gemara would have just said hefker if it meant hefker. The fact that it says bittel must mean it's something else. That's what the Ramban develops, the idea that bittel really is an expression of non-interest in the chametz. Because after all, it's already very tenuous that it's mine in the first place. And the Gemara says that there are two things that are not brishuso shel adam, v'asana kasav kilu and brishuso. They're not really in my rishus, but the Torah considers it in my rishus just to make me chayiv. Right, that's the bottom of vav mebezim sachim, and it's also in Baba Kama Chavtes, in the Bavli. Shnei dvarim ena brishuso shel adam, v'asana kasav kilu and brishuso. Two things are not in my rishus. Chametz is asherbana. How can I own it? How can I violate by Rabbi Yimotzei? The answer is, it's enough. It's enough to violate by Rabbi Yimotzei the Torah considers it as if it's in Yerushus. Bar Bishus Arabim, if you dig a bar in the street, and Chametz, Mishay Shos, Volamala. So the Ramban says, because after all, it's already tenuous that it's at all yours, so the Torah makes it as if it's yours. So if you express that you're not interested, the lashon of the Ramban is eino rotze bikiyumo, so then you're not going to violate. So that's all regarding bittel. Again, there's more there, but that's part of the process of getting rid. But here the Gemara says that if it's a goy's chametz, I don't have to do anything. If a goy's holding it, I don't have to do anything. If I'm a shomer, I have to get rid of it. But if I was miyachin in the place, then eino tzarech levar. Continues the Gemara, lo bi'er la'achra pesach mahu. Right, this is talking about the second case. The second case, the middle case, where hifkid et slow. If the goy gives it to me and I'm his shomer, and I have to guard it, so I have to get rid of it. What if I didn't? What if I did it? It's in my house, and I wasn't mevar it. After Pesach, is that usur like chametz of a Jew, she'avar lava Pesach? Or is that like owned by a guy? So what? I was achrayus, so lo bi'aracha Pesach mahu. So Rabbi Yona Amar, mutter. Rabbi Yona says, mutter. Rabbi Yona says, that's allowed, because after all, it's owned by the guy. It's owned by the guy, so therefore I don't violate. Rabbi Yossi Amar Mutter Usser. Rabbi Yossi says Usser. Again, if you were Mekabel Achrayus, if you accepted Achrayus, then it's Ki'ilu is yours. That's why you violate by your Rabbi Yimotzei. And therefore, it's Usser after Pesach. Amar Rabbi Yossi. After all, Rabbi Yossi explains Rabbi Yona's opinion. Chametzo shal goyhu Yisrael hu sha'avar alav v'lo biyaro. Yeah, it's the chametz of a guy, but the Jew is the one that violated and wasn't mevaret. So if a Jew, you're telling me, had some responsibility and had to be mevaret, that means you have to pay. It's like it's going to be aser. And therefore, this is a machlokas. That's what we paskin, as well, like Reb Yonah. Period. Our Gemara, our Mishnah, if you think back, our Mishnah said that a chametz of a goy on Pesach is mutar bana. As we said, that's in a place where it's also to eat pasachim anyway. It really means it's mutar. Chametz of a goy is mutar after Pesach, and chametz of a Jew is also after Pesach. It sounds like there's a parallel between them, and it sounds like the chametz of a goy, chametz of a Jew is going to be also after Pesach, midaraisa. Midaraisa. We don't pass in that way. We pass in chametz shavu lav Pesach, that's a drabanan. But there are Tanaim that hold Chamech Shavar Lava Pesach Adas Daraisa. So that's what we're going to say. Who is that opinion? Four lines to the bottom. Mantana Lo Yeira Elecha. Who is the one that darshins? It shall not be seen to you, but it can be seen to Gayim. But if it can't be seen to you, then it's going to be Usher forever, even if Avar. Right? That's what the carbonate that says on the bottom. Im avar alo yira the usr af lachra pesach below sase. Who is the one that says that? That chamesh avar lava pesach is an isr daraisa. Reb Yehuda, the Tanya, it's Reb Yehuda's opinion. The Brisa says ha ochel chametz. Bishay shows velamala. Somebody eats chametz on erev pesach after chatzos. Vechein chamesh avar lava pesach. So pre and post. Somebody eats chametz before pesach. Somebody on erev pesach. Somebody eats chametz after Pesach, that was owned by a Jew on Pesach. Hareze b'lo saseh v'ein bo kareis divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says that's a lo saseh, that's an isadaraisa. Right, that's lo yirai lecha. It shall not be seen to you. Even after Pesach, it becomes usher lo saseh. Erev Pesach is not our topic now, but that's what the Gemara also mentions here. Erev Pesach and after Pesach is a lo saseh, but there's no kareis. Right, kareis is only if you eat chametz on Pesach. Right, but it could be an Isser Daraisa. We mentioned earlier, a few days ago, Chametz Noksha. Right, Chametz Noksha might be Isser Daraisa, inedible Chametz, so to speak, but it could be Isser Daraisa, but without an Isser, without an Onish Karis. That's Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, Kol She'ein Bo Karis, Ein Bo Belo Sase. Rabbi Shimon says, no, there's no Lo Sase. Chametz on Erif, on Lefnez Mano, right, Rabbi Shimon. And the chametz after Pesach is not a lo sase. What does that mean? Lo sase? It's not an iser daraisa. In a lo sase world, mode Rabbi Shimon ba'asur shehu asur. He admits that it is asur on erev Pesach, but what level of iser is it? Isur amahu. What is the iser daraisa? What is the iser according to Rabbi Shimon when he agrees? Rabbi Shimon says there's no kares, there's no lo sase. So is it usr at all? The answer is yeah. Is it usr? Why? Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar Isuro Dvar Torah. It's an isur asay. The Torah tells you to destroy chametz. So if the Torah tells you to destroy chametz, then obviously you're not allowed to have chametz there. So it's an isur asay. Big nafkamina. We know a lo sase you get malchus for. Hishomer pen al or lo. You need one of those four words in order to get malchus. If it's an isur based on Torah shebal peh, or if it's an isur based on an asay, then there's not going to be any malchus. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says it's an isur asay according to Rabbi Shimon, so it's daraisa, but it is not a lo sase, there's no malchus. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yonah, Amrini, Rabbi Devraya. No, it's an isur drabanan. It's a drabanan on erev, on after Pesach, according to Rabbi Shimon. That's what the carbonate says. Knasa kanis Rabbi Shimon. That's what we hold, right? It's a knas. It's a knas of, because the person violated the Jew's chametz. That's why it is usur drabanan. Good. So now the Gemara says, what exactly is the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda? We quoted the pasuk of Bayira Bayimatse. How do you know that? How do you know that drasha is referring to after Pesach? My time, Rabbi Yehuda. Lo ye'achel chametz hayom. So that word hayom is the beginning of the next pasuk. It doesn't really belong here. It's going to be a drasha that we'll have Bezram soon. But it just quoted this pasuk, so quoted the word extra hayom. You might take out that girsa. But the Torah says, don't eat, chametz shall not be eaten. Man and kayamin, what is that pasuk referring to? In besocha moed, if we're talking about chametz on Pesach kfar ksiv, lo sochal alav chametz. It already says, don't eat chametz on Pesach. Lo sochal alav chametz. So ele meino inyin besocha moed, it's an inyin lachar moed. So if it's not talking about on yantif, it must be the one after yantif. And that's the makar de oraisa, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that chametz shavar lava Pesach is aser daraisa. Ma mekayim Rabbi Shimon taima Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Shimon do with this pasuk? What does Reb Shimon do with the Reb Yehuda's pasuk? Lo ye'achel chametz hayom. What does he do with that pasuk? So he has learned something else from it. Lo ye'achel chametz. So here we have the drasha to the next pasuk of hayom. Amar Reb Yibun Barchiya tipater la Reb Yosi Aglili to teach me what Reb Yosi Aglili said. And Reb Yosi Aglili is giving us a historical fact, not really teaching us a halacha. Ditani Reb Yosi Aglili Omer. Reb Yosi Aglili says, Omer ani, I say, Shalohaya Pesach Mitzrayim ela yom echad belvad. In Mitzrayim, chametz was only usher for a day. It wasn't usher for the whole week after they left Mitzrayim. It was usher for a day. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, lo ye'achel chametz, and the beginning of the next pasuk says, hayom atem yosim b'chodesh aviv. But hayom, we darshan as if the first word of the next pasuk is connected to the previous pasuk. So we say, doni chametz hayom, hayom. So that's what he darshens from that pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda learns from that pasuk, lo ye'achel chametz, that there's an iser daraisa of chametz shavar al over Pesach. And Rabbi Shimon said, no, he learns it from Rabbi Yosef Glili's din about Pesach Mitzrayim was only one day. Interesting, right? Sometimes the Gemara asks, you know, my dehave have, what difference does it make about how many days Pesach was, Chametz was Aser when they left Mitzrayim? Okay, but the Gemara does not ask that here. Also interesting is that Rabbi Yosef Engel, points out, and we mentioned this, no, numerous times, but not recently, that usually in the Tana, the rabbi in Shas that usually has the lashon of Omer Ani is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rebbe. He's the one that has it, and if you look in Beis HaOtzar, Klal Amid Gimel, Omer Ani, Kacha Yadarkol Shal Rebbe Lomar Dvarav Belashon Omer Ani, Ayein, and he quotes many, many, many sources. But here, you know, obviously you see another one. Rabbi Zaglili says Omer Ani. Omer Ani is the Talmudic La'aniyas Daiti. In my humble opinion, Omer Ani, I say Ani is Daiti, but that's his lashon. V'hinei Havanas Inyan had lashon Omer Ani sheyeshagar al lashono shel Rebbe nira tu derech anava. Right, it's humility, like the Mishnah says at the end of Sota that when Rebbe died, anava was lost. Mishemes Rebbe butzla anava ubaharios amarava afilu Rebbe dan v'sonasa hu. Even Rebbe is known as a kavana. Va'kavana. Meaning, when a person says Omer Ani, Sheineni Omer es Hadin v'hadavar derech hechlet, Rak Omer Oso b'yichus el atzmo shelo nirekach u'kederach shereginin hayom lichtov melitzas nirel Ani es daiti. Right, that's what he says. And then he quotes from the Talmide Baal Shem Tov, the Kabbalistic idea. Interesting. B'sifrei Talmide Besht, kiderech anshe ma'ala hagedolim, lehisbonein al kol diburehem u'maaseyem. They think about their words and actions. It's not me. It's the godly power inside of me. Don't give me any credit. It's my neshama inside that's saying it. Kitam hadibur. Ma'asim. Kitam Hashem svasai tiftach. Ukenoda. Yitachin gamkein kizeh havanas lashon Omer Ani. Haynu dehiktim al diburo shalohu b'chachmaso b'tfunasohu ha'omer. It's not me that's saying this great wisdom. V'hamesig shadinhu kach v'kach. Rak koach eloki asher bo. Hi ashchina kedosha amachayez kol anevram v'nikreis Ani. Kenoda chachmas ha'emes. And maybe that's Hillel. Im Ani kan akol kan. Remember the Masechta Sukkah. Is that the people wonder? It's boastful. Hillel. Hillel's the anav, the one that never got angry. The one that, you know, the ger. So he doesn't mean im ani. Ma'ani, if the ani is kan, the ani, the koach eloki in me is here, so then I call kan. So anyway, that's what he continues, and he says maybe it's appropriate for the lashon of Omer Ani is found in Tehillim in one place, and he says the remez, memhei, remez to Rabbi Nasi. But anyway, here you see Rabbi Yosei Lili also has the lashon of Omer Ani. We continue. Lo yera elacha. Is tani lo yira lacha some darshin that lo yira lacha should not be seen to you lacha ein ataroe aval ataroe eskav lagavoa, meaning chametz shel hektish. There's no by Rabbi Matzei lacha yataroe. You're not allowed to see. You're not allowed to have your chametz, but hektish's chametz is allowed to be. Is allowed. You don't violate by Rabbi Matzei. Is tani afil lagavoa, and there's another brisa that says no. Even shel hektish is a problem. Abai Rabbi Matzai. Steerin Bryce's. So the Gemara says, man, two answers. Answer one. Man dar malacha ein ata roe. Ein ata roe. Roe ata la gavoa. The first Bryce that says, you're allowed to have chametz shel hekdish kishe b'shekdisha kodon libiro. If you were makdish it before the time of the Isser came, so then it was in your control to be makdish it. You will makdish it, and it is you don't violate by Rabbi Yamatze. You makdish it early enough, so it's belongs to hekdish now. That's why you're not going to violate by Rabbi Yamatze. Mandam rafilu l'gavoa b'shekdisha l'achibiro. The one that says it's usser mishum hekdish is after it already became usser, you will makdish it. That makdish doesn't work. That doesn't work. Remember Rabbi Yochanan in Perek Maruba? Gazav alone is Yashua Bailam Shane Meyuchon Lagdisho. Zelafishina Shalova, Zelafishina Bershuso. If I don't have full control of something, I can't be Makdashit. If it's out of my Rishus, if I can't control its destiny. So here, if it's already Usur Bahana, I can't be Makdashit. So that's why it's, so it doesn't really mean that it's Dvar Shel Hektish that, you violate. It's not Dvar Shel Hektish. Because you were too late. It was ready usser before the time that you are makdashin. Period. That's answer number one. Let's just do the second answer, then we'll come back to the first answer. Second answer, how do you put these two brises together? One that says that you violate for chametz of hektish and whatnot. Amr bibun barchia kumi rib zeora. Tiftar bekachim shachaya bachriyus on kirbi shimin. Maybe the second brisa is talking about kachim. Sometimes there are certain karbanos that according to some tanaim, they're considered yours. So, says Rabbi Shimon, if there are kachim shu chai bachrayis, remember the difference between neder and nedava, right? Rabbi Shimon says, when it comes to a neder, where I say, this animal is, I hereby promise to bring an animal. And then I go to take an animal. So if that animal, you know, gets lost, I have to bring another one. So it's neder shu chai bachrayusan. So this neder is, what's called davar hagorim lamamon. It causes me financial impact. If this animal's not here, I have to bring a different animal. So that's called mamoncha, according to Rabbi Shimon. That's davar hagorim lamamon kemamon dami. And therefore, maybe that's what the second brisa is talking about. You're going to violate hektish chametz, according to Rabbi Shimon, because it's considered yours. Remember, davar hagorim lamamon is always linked to the other two sugyas that overlap it. Hezek she'eno nikar, shma hezek alo shma hezek, and garmi. Garmi. Those are the three sugyas that have to do with financial directness. They're all different, but they're all... They all overlap, right? The Ramban in Kudosh Dina Degarmi talks a lot about those three sukkahs. Interesting, the Karban Eda here quotes a line, which he doesn't make a big deal about, he doesn't scream about, but it's really quoting Rashi. And it's really a huge discussion in the Achronim, right? When it says that you don't violate if it belongs to Hektish. Look at the Karban Eda. Avalaroa Talagavoa, im Hekdisha Lebede Kabais. Whoa. That's quoting Rashi. Beginning of the first Psachim. If you are Makdish Lebede Kabayis, we know there are two types of Hektish. There's Hektish Kedusha Saguf, which means I say this animal is going to be a carbon. That's Kedusha Saguf. Lebede Kabayis means I say this table should go to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash doesn't want my table. So they're going to sell the table and get money for it. So the Karban Eda, quoting Rashi, is saying that you only violate when it's Hektish Lebede Kabayis. But if it's Hektish Kedusha Saguf, let's say, you have to have Chametz. Let's say I'm makdish carbon mincha. That's chametz or carbon toda. You have 10 chametz loaves. So that you're going to violate. I can't even violate that. So all the achronim ask, what do you mean? What's Rashi talking about? Why should you only not violate bedek habayis? It says in the Gemara, you know, you don't violate for hektish. So we've quoted in the past the sugya based on Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, and that is hektish bedek habayis and hektish kedushas aguf are two very different mechanisms of making something hektish. Hektish bedek habayis means this table, I make it mamono shel hektish. It's a transaction. I make it mamono shel hektish. Memela, once it's mamono shel hektish, it gets sanctity. But I don't sanctify it. I make it mamono shel hektish, and then memela gets sanctity. So that's not mine. That's like I sold it to somebody. And that's why you don't violate by Rabbi Yamatze. But when it comes to Kedusha Zaguf, I didn't switch its ownership. I just imbue it with Kedusha. I makdish it. I say, it's still mine. But I makdish it. Ironically, it's more intense Kedusha, but it's still mine. And therefore, you would violate it by Rabbi Yamatze when it comes to Kedushas Haguf. Many rias to that we have spoken about in the past. Maybe just to quote one out of the many, the one I like to quote is the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Arachin, where the Rambam says, if I have something that's already hektish, can I make it more hektish? It's already Kedushas Haguf. I have an animal that is going to be a carbon. I was makdish already. Could I say, I hereby am makdish this animal again for Kedushas Damim? Meaning I now owe the money that it's the value that it's worth. So the Rambam says it works in one direction, not the other. Right? If it's Kedushas Haguf, then I could do Kedushas Damim on it, Kedushas Bedek Habayis. But if it's Bedek Habayis already, I cannot do Kedushas Haguf. Why? The Rambam's Lashon, Perek Vav, Halacha Ches of Hilchas Arachin, Eino de makdish davar shinu shalo. You can't be mad at something that's not yours. So that's explicit. If it's Bedek HaBayis, it's not mine, then I can't add Kedushas HaGuf to it. But if it's Kedushas HaGuf, it's clearly it's mine, the Rambam is saying. It's mine, and therefore I can be Makdashit Bedek HaBayis. Okay, let's continue. So we just had two different brises about whether you violate with Chametz of Hekdesh. Next, Lo Yirah Lecha, Is Tani Tani Lecha Ein Ataroa Ruata Peplatya. You don't violate if it's out in the street, Peplatya, if you were just put down in the street, the Mershas HaRabim. Is Tani Tani Afil Peplatya. And others say, no, if you put it out in the street, you still violate. Man Dar Melecha Ein Ataroa Ruata Peplatya, the first brise that says, you don't violate if it's out in the street, B'shef Kiru Kodom Leviru. If you were mafkir it before the time of the Isser came, and you put it out in the street, okay, so it's not yours. But according to the Braisa that said, the second one that says, even if you put it in the street, you're going to violate, that's where it was already usser, and now you're mafkir it. It's already, it's too late. You already, it's already usser. Period. We skip the next line. What if you were mafkir chametz before Pesach? You were mafkir it. What's the halacha about right after Pesach? Could you go take it back? I was mafkir chametz. I don't know. Let's say I have some whiskey. I put it in my backyard. I put it out in the front, my front of my house. I'm mafkir it. And then after Pesach, I'm going to go retake it. Is that allowed? So me'ikar adin, why not? It was hefker, and now I'm taking it back. Let's see. Rabbi Yochanan amar aser, b'shem elaka, shem mutter. Rabbi Yochanan says aser. Wow. And we pass in that way, as we'll see. Rish Lakish says mutter. Why? Masav, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asks Rish Lakish, it's mutter. Enata modeli, misheshas, v'lamalan, shu aser. Says Rabbi Yochanan to Rish Lakish. Just like if it was mine. And it became usser. So what happens on chametz that's mine? It's automatically hefker. So if something is automatically hefker, I know I'm not allowed to take that back. Chametz shavar lo pesach. So too, if I was mafker it, Rabbi Yochanan compares those two cases. Rabbi Yochanan says, just like if it's automatically hefker, because the Torah said it's usser, I can't take it back after Pesach. So too, if I was mafker it, right, I can't take it back after Pesach. So it sounds like it's based on a pasuk, a din d'oraisa. Says Reish Lakish, back to Rabbi Yochanan, I'm sorry, my Rebbe, my brother-in-law. Amar Le, there's a big difference between the two. Taman Isura Garamlo. Right? Over there, Isura Garamlo. Where the Torah says it's Asur, the Torah says it's Asur. The Isur is Gorem. The Torah says it's Asur to Hefchamet. So the Torah made it Hefker. So there, you can't take it back. Hacha Maestach Alamemer. But here you made it Hefker before Pesach. It's not yours on Pesach. You didn't do anything wrong. Nothing was Asur. Why shouldn't you be able to pick it up after Pesach? Ask Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Right, what's the why is there a problem? So therefore, Rabbi Shlakish defends himself against Rabbi Yochanan. And it sounds like he's right. Like how do you answer that? So Gemara is going to have a maskana, as we'll see. The Gemara is about to say, well, I'll give you one possibility, and then we're going to reject it. We'll review Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlakish if we can soon. But first, let's continue. Amar Rabbi Yosa l'Rabbi Pinchas. Nahi, Rabbi Yosa says to Rabbi Pinchas, Nahi, do you remember years ago when we used to explain this machlokas? Again, what's the machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish? If I'm mafkir something before Pesach, can I pick it up after Pesach and reacquire it? Reish Lakish says, yeah, why not? Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you can't. Or he just tried to quote a pasuk and we rejected it. So now, what is that machlokas about? So Rabbi Yosef says to Rabbi Pinchas, Noyer at Karavin and Amrin, do you remember in the olden days when we used to explain this machlokas, Asya l'Rabbi Yochanan k'Rabbi Yosef, u'd'Rabbi Shimon Lakish k'Rabbi Meir? We used to explain it that this machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish is the same machlokas as Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Meir. What machlokas is that? So that, quoted by the Mefarshim here, is the Mishnah Nedarim. Remember, the Mishnah Nedarim has a machlokas about Hefker. If the two of us, or we're taking a teal in the forest, and all of a sudden, and I was Mudr Hana from you. Right? I got angry yesterday, and I was Mudr Hana, but today we're going on for a teal together. Right? But you can't get any Hana from me. And all of a sudden, you get very thirsty, and I have a water bottle. So, am I allowed to give you the water bottle? No. Because I was Mudr Hana, and therefore I can't give you any Hana. But I can give it to a third person, if there's a third person, and then they can give it to you. I'm giving it to you as a matana. What if there is no third person? There's only two of us. So, says Rabbi Meir, says the Rabbanan there, you can put it on a rock and say, I'm mafkir it. And then the other guy can pick it up. Rabbi Yossi says, you're not allowed to do that. Because Rabbi Yossi says, hefker isn't really out of your rishus until the other guy picks it up. Until another person picks it up, it's not really hefker. So says the Gemara here, Rabbi Yosef says, oh, that's what we thought this machlokas was always about. Reish Lakish, who says that if you're mafkir before Pesach, you can pick it up, heals like Rabbi Meir, the Rabbanan. Once it's hefker is not yours. So after Pesach, you can pick it up. But Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yosef, who says that hefker is not really out of your rishus until somebody else picks it up. So when you pick it up after Pesach, you're being megaladas that it was never really out of your rishus. Again, everybody agrees. The Maram Chalava points this out on that on here in Psachim Davav. Even according to Rabbi Yossi, if you were mafker it before Pesach, even though he says in Hilchas Hefker, it's not really totally out of your rishus until somebody else picks it up. You can't say that he's going to violate by Rabbi Yamatzai. If he's mafkerit. Because he was mafkerit. So everybody agrees to that. The problem is, if you yourself pick it up after Pesach, that might be megaladas that, you know, it was never out of your rishus. If somebody else picks it up, we'll say that it was always, you know, it's not fully, you know, the process is not completed until the other person picks it up, but there's still a difference. That's an important Maram Chalava. Even according to Rabbi Yossi, who says it's not fully Hefker until somebody else picks it up, there's still something not totally in your Rishos, because you're not going to violate Rabbi Matzah. That's an important Maram Chalava right here on our Daf. On Davav, he quotes this Yerushalmi, and he says, that's what you have to say. Vade, afil mai de kasaka, daitach meikara, kuli ama moda. Davagav de lozacha bo acher lo over aleha, koshe bitlo legamri mi libo. Velevio de amaras nafsha. Okay. So that's what we used to think. Rabbi Yosef says to Rabbi Inchas, we used to say this machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish was totally on that. But ain't okay, but it's not true. It's not true, really, because we don't passen like Rabbi Yosef. We passen Hefker is Hefker. So what's Rabbi Yochanan based on? A Durabanan problem. Rabbi Yochanan chashash laha arama. Shemin Lakish lachashash laha arama. What's the issue of harama? If somebody's allowed to be mafker something before Pesach and then go pick it up after Pesach, one of two things. Either he might not be mafker fully in his heart. It might be a fake. I know I'm going to pick it up after Pesach, so I'm not mafkerit fully. Or he might not even be mafkerit, and he might just fake it. And after a Pesach, he'll say, oh yeah, I was mafkerit. So for either one, Rabbi Yochanan says, if you were mafkerit after Pesach, you cannot get it after Pesach. Midr Rabbanan, Reish Lakish is not worried about that. Maybe people are scared of chametz, that's why not. But he's not choshish for that. Ha'arama. Ma nafik mi benan. What's the nafkamina between these two explanations of the machlokas? Right? Whether the machlokas is based on how hefker works, or the machlokas is whether there's a chashash of ha'arama. So the difference is, nafla la mapoles. If a huge building fell on it, and you can't get to it. You can't get to it. And then after Pesach, you're going to uncover it and dig it out. So man da amar ha'arama, leskan ha'arama, v'umutter. If you say the issue of ha'arama, there's no ha'arama here. Why? Because something happened memela by itself. The building fell on it. It wasn't just that you were mafker and you could say, oh, you had in mind that you weren't real mafkerit in the first, truly. Here it's out of your rishus because a mapolis fell on it. Remember, we even had a machlokas in the Mishnah, whether you have to be dubital after a mapolis falls on it. Rashi says only drabanan, others say daraisa. So mandam harabah leskan harabu mutter. Mandam zochia. But if you say it's based on the first explanation of Rabbi Yossi, that until somebody else is zoche to it, it's not out of your rishus, then leskan zochia v'hu aser. Then nobody else picked it up here. Because the building fell on it, and it would be usher after Pesach, period. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. And that's why if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Tof Mem Ches, Sif Hei, Chameitz Shenimsa Bebeis Yisrael Achara Pesach, usher Afa Pisha Bitzlo. Again, if you sell Chameitz to a guy, you could buy it back. That's what we saw in yesterday's daf. But if I was Mevatel Chameitz, I have a package of donuts sitting in my house. And I was mevatel them before Pesach. And after Pesach, I want to eat them and reacquire them. Not allowed to. If you just relied, okay, you didn't violate anything because you, but this is a drabanan. Maybe you didn't do it willingly. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Chametz in a Jew's house after Pesach is usur even if he was mevatel it. Says the Mishnah Berura. Why? Right. Vida. And then he quotes the Kama Achronim Kasvu. What happens if you did Bedika? And then it happens to be you did Bitl and you found something. Do you still say that too? Maybe if you did Bedika, that showed that you weren't really interested in it. That's a machlokas. Kama Achronim Kasvu, da filu bada gamkin, kiminagenu, vinimsa chamis lachar pesa, gamkin asur ba'na velo chilku bedavar. Some say even if you did Bedika. Right, because what were you supposed to do? You checked, you mevatel, my have a little mevid. Hari asa hakol kedin. V'daitem dal kapane ba'ana ein lesser. Makam hefsim ruba yishlus v'chalein. Fascinating machlokas of the Mishnah Berura. This halacha that we paskin, that if a Jew is mevatel chametz, and it's in his house after Pesach, he cannot use it. Does that apply even if you did bedika? And you planned, you thought you got everything out? That's a machlokas. Okay. Weiter. Hakol modim beger. What happened in this case? We're talking about Hefker on Pesach. What happens if a ger who has no relatives has chametz and he died? He died before Pesach. Beger shemesu bizbizor al zachasav. a ger died before Pesach, all of his chametz was hefker, and after Pesach, everybody went to get it and to be zocha in it. So they allowed to do that. So man damar harama mutter, according to the opinion of harama. So then the mutter, yeah, because there was no harama here. The guy died. It's not like he wasn't mafkerit bekavana. Man damar zechia. I'm sorry. And the man damar zechia mutter, according to the other opinion, also will be mutter. Why? Because we're going to say it belonged to the guy until somebody else picked it up. No, it doesn't. He died. So according to either opinion, we will say that you're allowed to pick it up from the ger. Because after all, a ger doesn't have any relatives. What about the ger's family? Gershon is gayer, kikon shenola dami. The Meshech Chachma points out, based on the Chassam Sofer, there is no source in Chazal, quoted in Shas, for that principle of gershon is gayer, kikon shenola dami. No source. The Meshech Chachma says it's based on the pasuk in Va'eschanan, shuvu lachem la'ahalechem. When Hashem tells the people that the Jews at Har Sinai, which we say means to their wives. So everybody's allowed to go back to their wives. What do you mean? Some of the people were married to some Arias. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu's parents, but it might not be around them. Moshe Rabbeinu's parents were an illicit relation, an aunt and a nephew. So some Jews might have been married to her, and Hashem says, go back to your wives. It must be they're not related. And that was a gerus that Maimon Har Sinai. Gershon is gerus, gershon ola dami. That's the Meshech Chachma's suggestion. There is a Bala Turim in Kiseitse that says it's based on another pasuk by Yosom. It's a remez. It's a remez. It's not a makar in Chazal, but that's the principle of Gershon is Gair, and that's why here all of his chametz is hefker, and you can pick it up after Pesach. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we'll stop here in the second parak of Pesachim.